Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the stage with your host, Radio Beast. Yeah. Welcome to the stage radio. Listen in, man, you gotta hear the show. Tell the bitch, man, you gotta let them know. Cause I heard China Vibe gon' blow. Only place where the women take over. You the best where the grits gon' show you. Mess the trash, with the drink like a cobra. Hit trash, man, somebody should've told ya. This thing got 2 months old. Sean Doug got 2 months old. What's the day to man, I wanted him to. Getting good, can't turn this off. Had the crib with a blood up in my hands. Tuning in to the big homie band. To be honest, I'm the big homie fan. Trust me, dog, man, you gotta listen in. Little homie, don't bother me. When I'm listening to big homie philosophy. Taking over, you can call this monopoly. Plus, I'm chilling with the Nisi and the lovely me. Nigga read the letter, bringing women together. RJ sitting back and he counting the cheddar. Sonny, he the man with a dog ass. Gonna take a peek, get a Kodak. Misha lover stay fly, you know that. If the stage got skills, come show that. If the stage got skills, come show that. And BC is your boy that hosted, huh? Yeah. Welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the stage. Welcome to the stage. It's your host, Beastie. We trying to get, man, Blog Talk got some technical bullshit going on right now, man. Something going on. I don't know. Hate. Whatever. But we trying to get it right for y'all. For real, for real. Tuesday, we're trying to get it together. Trying to see what Nikki got going on. What you got going on, Nick?
Not too much. Trying
spot. 54-11. Nike sign with the chain. If you got it on your mind, let me get it off your chest. If you got it on your mind, let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it off your chest.
Used to sell with the man, no. Last time that I checked.
Okay.
And I bounce back like Reebok.
54-11.
Nike side with the chain.
Okay, let's get it.
If you got it on your mind, let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
I heard you got a problem with the grown man gang. Let me get it off your shoulder.
Let me get that.
There's a reason why they call us grown man, though. We don't fuck around with you vultures. And I'm so mind grizzy. Talk too much that the law might get me. Hop up in the whip and do a whole buck 50. Park all out. Tell them haters come and get me. We all cut from a different cloth. It ain't my fault, y'all in the salt. Yeah, I come from the dirt at the bottom. You gon' need pieces to get it off. I shed blood in the mud. It don't really matter if you're bro or your cuz.
It don't matter.
We all came from the street, and this is my speech, what it is, what it was. Home priest for the feedback.
Nah.
I spit that heat, let it leak back.
Nah.
You don't wanna speak, don't speak back.
Okay.
It is what it is, we believe that.
For real.
And we act like we're supposed to. Southeast nigga, I'm so bi-coastal. This a little something real niggas will smoke to. So please won't you just,
if you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it. Used to say I was the man, no. Last time that I checked.
Okay.
And I bounce back like Reebok.
54-11.
Nike sign with the chain. If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it off your chest.
Used to say I was a man, no. Last time that I checked.
Okay.
And I bounce back like Reebok.
54-11.
Nike sign with the chain.
Okay.
If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
Back at it like I'm fresh off a detox. Y'all know Mr. Show spit that heat rock. Mr. Guaranteed from the same block where the niggas bang for the change. Let it rain,
let it rain.
Flashing on you, get the camera. I go harder than you, I got
stamina.
Don't you look straight at my shine. Why? Where the reflection, the damage.
Okay.
And I'm still gon'
bounce back.
All I need is a blunt, cognac. And I swear that I'm there. Catch him in the air, bring him back, Mortal Kombat.
Get over here.
I'm at your neck, contact. This here quite clear where the bomb at. Right here, this my year. One time for my niggas that's not here. What it is, what it ain't. Post it on the block like you post
in the paint.
Gotta keep it flipping in case a nigga wanna drink. Gotta keep loud if the homie won't bang. Homie, what you think? This here called money in the bank. Run full speed, got plenty in the tank. Streets in the realm, in the hell. What you rank?
The hell
what you rank? What you think? If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
Used to say I was the man, no. Last time that I checked.
Okay.
And I bounce back like Reebok.
54-11.
Nike sign with the chain.
If you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it off your chest.
Used to say I was the man, no. Last time that I checked.
Okay.
I bounce back like Reebok.
54-11.
Nike sign with the chain.
Okay.
If you got it on your mind,
if you got it on your mind,
let me get it off your chest.
Let me get it.
Yes, sir, boys. We're back in the building. It's the Stage Radio. I'm your host, Beastie. Blog Talk is doing some wild shit. So y'all gotta excuse it. Y'all know how they do. Well, season 5, trust me, we will have either another server or backup server for this issue right here. So please bear with us. Tomorrow, WTW will be back. But for now, this is Stage. It's Tuesday. A lot been going on, man. Shout out to everybody who pulled up to the show. Queens of our culture. Saturday on Yak and Roll. Shout out to Nikki, Sandra, Shia and Shonda for being honorees. Shout out to the boy BZB. Shout out to girl Sin City, the girl Lady Rain, the girl Lady Rain, Kazani, Tim Harris pulled up. a lot going on, man. A whole lot. Shout out to the DJ himself, Cutter P. Showtime was good. He pulled up. Pretty good event. It was super dope. Shout out to everybody who was rocking with the stage, man. Yeah. Shout out to T-Nice in the building. Yeah, that's the stage. Shout out to Skylar for coming out there. For real. And her little friend. I don't know the little girl name. But she came out there to turn up with the stage. Shout out to Shea Guest. Shout out to everybody, man. Tank Tank. Big Homie Bangs. Mabu Baby again. Gonna play some more music. We're gonna get into the 2-6 facility. Watch my money pile up. And then we're gonna come back, try to get this issue solved. WTW tomorrow. They got the letter. Stay tuned for that. 2-6 facility. Watch my money pile up. Let's see how this go. Let go. This is stage.
If they gon' hate, then watch them hate, then watch our money pile up. If they gon' hate, then watch them hate, then watch our money pile up. If they gon' hate, then watch them hate, then watch our money pile up. If they gon' hate, then let them hate, then watch our money rack up.
If they gon' hate, then let them hate, then watch our money rack up. If they gon' hate, then let from lacking so much labor. You lie, you lie, you stick just to get your paper. Can't trust nobody for real. Catch a major body for real. You ain't that awesome. Chill. Let's play, let's make a deal. Let me do from the bill. Choose it, is where you might get killed. Let me do from the bill. Choose it, is where you might get killed.
If they gon' hate, then let them hate, then watch our money rack up. If they gon' hate, then let them hate, then watch our money stack up. If they gon' hate, then let them hate, then watch our money rack up.
Yes, sir.
Tank Tank in the building. What's good, Tank?
Tank Tank?
I don't want to unmute her.
We got the Tank Tank in the building. Tank Tank?
Yes, yeah.
Hey, Tank? From the tank. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Oh, no, we're going to continue work on this problem. As we work on this problem, we'll talk some shit. Yo, we got a lot going on. October 31st. Pull up to the trunk or treat. We'll have live performances out there. Kids, candy for the kids. All that, all that. Shout out to Smash and Trash Friday to Grinch. Send your music to the stage radio at gmail.com. A lot of songs got smashed last week. We're going to try to get them on. Right now, we're just playing records. Like Immortal. We're going to play Immortal. Shout out to the BX. BX, stand up. Mr. High, stand up. Swamp City, stand up. Mr. High had a dream. Your girl bought you like a coupe. Stage green, too. It's crazy. No, I mean, Carolina Blue it was. But it was crazy. It's awesome. This Immortal, let go, this is stage.
I'm flying through the skies when I hear my God's cry. Are you loyal? I'm immortal. I'm immortal. You can see it in my eyes before my soul tell a lie. Baby girl, are you loyal? Oh, I'm immortal. Yes, I'm immortal. I'm flying through the skies when you hear my God's cry. Baby girl, I ain't normal. I'm immortal. I'm immortal.
Sing, 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 sing.
I'm flying through the skies when I hear my God's cry. Baby girl, I ain't normal. Yeah, I'm immortal. I'm immortal. You can see it in my eyes before my soul tell a lie. Baby girl, are you loyal? You can kill my body, but my soul be immortal. Go cross that bridge, cause that toll gonna cost you. They not your true friends when they all double cross you. You need the true sense when that moral's kinda lost you. I need a few wins when that law try to force you. And I be cooling like the water from the faucet. I gotta get high like the plane flying saucer. That time will move by like that cell never saw you. The cops not cool guys, black men.
Yes, sir.
And don't try to lose your mind when the government is nervous. And don't try to lose your mind when the government is nervous. I'm a mortal. You can see it in my eyes, but for my soul, tell a lie. Baby girl, are you loyal? Oh, I'm a mortal. Yes, I'm a mortal. I'm flying through the skies when you hear my God's cry. Baby girl, I ain't normal. I'm a mortal. I'm a mortal. I'm flying through the skies when I hear my God's cry. Baby girl, I ain't normal. Yeah, I'm a mortal. I'm a mortal. You can see it in my eyes, but for my soul, tell a lie. Baby girl, are you loyal?
Yes, sir. Let's see if we can call the 1010 back. Let's see. Styling. Yes, yes, yes. So what we got next? Let's play some more music. Let's play it. Shout out to Mikey taking flight. Bless you. Shout out to Mikey taking flight. Bless you again. Let go. This is crazy. Yeah.
Hey, that probably take
it. You already know what the fuck's going on. One of the greatest rappers in the world.
In the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Tired of nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. I'm thuggin' with my troops. I've been thuggin', 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 thuggin' with my troops. Combat troops, train to shoot. If I say go, then it's a move. I drive some bad little bitches, they all train to go. If I say that it's up, they all ready to blow. Hottest nigga in the city, homie, we ain't fuckin' with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thuggin' with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. I'm thuggin' with my troops. Tightest nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thuggin' with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thuggin' with my troops. We all in the club, we done took over the spot. I'm down to let that thing blow. You try and reach, but it's not. I be playing it safe, I be keeping it cool. I'ma act like I'm pussy, then I'ma up on that fool. I make your hoe bend it over, I grab her hair from the back. I be throwing the dick, I make a scream, she said daddy. She know I'm fucking the friend, she even gave me the attic. I'm a smooth old player, I should've bought me a caddy. Hottest nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Hottest nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. I've been thugging, 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 thugging with my troops. Combat troops, train to shoot. If I say go, then it's a move. I grab some bad little bitches, they all train to go. If I say that it's up, they all ready to blow. Hottest nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. Hottest nigga in the city, homie, he ain't fucking with me. We'll turn this bitch out. Got the gang in here with me. Salute the troops, they gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thugging with my troops. They gon' shoot. Bitch, I'm thuggin' with my troops. I've been thuggin', 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 thuggin' with my troops. Combat troops, train to shoot. If I say golden, it's
Shout out to Mikey taking flight. Channel Vaughn showing that what's good.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, what's up? Blog Talk acting like an ass right now. But we here. How you doing?
I'm awesome.
Awesome sauce. How the kids say awesome sauce.
Right. Awesome sauce. Go ahead and make us feel old real quick.
Awesome sauce. Yo, let me ask you a question. Have you had to ask God one question? It's all right, Shonda. My child. You get to ask one question. What would you ask him?
Oh, my God. I have to ask him a question.
One, but you only get one.
Wow. I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
You know what I would ask him?
I probably would ask him for something, like,
For something.
Yeah, but, you know. I would ask him for something.
What would you ask him for?
I'd treat his ass like he was Santa Claus. Santa Claus, let me get our,
What would you ask him for?
I would ask him. Honestly, I think I would ask him for, like, health and wealth. Unlimited health and wealth.
Unlimited health and wealth.
Yeah.
You know what I would ask him?
What's that?
Am I cool? Am I doing all the things that I should be doing to get them games? If not, what can I change to get in them gates? That's all. I don't care about none of this. I don't need no other answer to surprise me. As long as I can get in the building, take care of what's good, thank
you. Hola.
As long as I can get in the building, I really don't care about none of this. For real, let me what I'm doing.
We only have to ask him one question.
One question.
Damn.
Shonda said, I don't know. Of all the stuff you can ask him, what would you ask him? Will I be the Jew that I want?
Yeah, because I don't think I would want to know.
I don't know how I'm going to die. I don't want to know how to do that. Because I'm trying to avoid it. I'm not going to the rap concert. I'm not getting airplanes. I don't want to know how. You know that? I just want to do it. That's huge. Shout out to me for this topic. Got everybody mind bugging. Because I'm telling you, shout out to Blog Talk, kill yourself. Because I was supposed to do it yesterday.
Hello.
I did not know. And I was thinking, like, it had me really thinking, like, what would I ask? One question, what would I ask?
My question is, I love my life. I would just ask for some ladies. I'd like, listen, when is the release date for the new niggas that's coming out? Like, you know, like 2K be having release date. When is the release date for the new niggas? Okay.
You want to
meet me?
You little girl, Shonda, she want to wait her one question on the next, Shonda.
Yes, when's the release date for the new one? When it coming out? We got a special delivery. Like, you got to pre-order.
You know what I like that.
You got to pre-order yours. Like, because a lot of these females need to be. I'm seeing too much. Like, I'm asking God for y'all. Like, Jesus, when you release, what's the release date? Do they got to pre-order? They got to put down the down payment? Do we create one? Like, let me know. We got a boyfriend store out here. Like, Because these females is doing bad.
They want to, no, not that. Want to know when a new nigga come out.
Let me explain why. Because the females in New York, like, they deal with the same, like, they deal with the same old, like, recycle of niggas, like, in a party where it's the same thing, and it's like, y'all don't want no new niggas, like, y'all don't want something new. So let me ask him for y'all. Maybe he gonna give y'all a sign, like, cause I'm good on my side. Like, I'm good. My life is amazing. So I don't want to know when I'm gonna die. You know, most people are like, Jesus, when I'm gonna die. I don't want to know when I'm gonna die. I don't want to know what. I don't want to know any of that. I just, you know.
Do you want to know if you're going to heaven or hell?
No, I don't. It doesn't mean me to be at whatever place I'm supposed to be at. That's where I'm gonna be at. When my
Shonda,
car goes, whatever.
Do you want to know, Shonda, if you're going to heaven or hell?
Oh no, I know I'm going to heaven.
Hey, man.
I think if I'm going to heaven, I think God, he's going to turn me around. Because I'm gonna be like, well, what a smoke session at? He's going to be like, go to hell. Like, I think he's going to tell me. Like, is there a bar open up here? Hey, you know, how you supposed to drive?
You going to ask God, is there a bar open?
Is there a bar? Is there a smoke section? Like, let me know. Listen, if Tupac is up there, I know there's a smoke section. Okay? I need to be where
you know
he's
what?
At.
God knew.
He knew my
mind. Tank was gonna ask him these questions. That's why Blog Talk was acting good. He's gonna be wrong though. So y'all want to hear? Well, we gonna let it go through. All
okay.
He was saying was, listen, just write it out to the letter, cause Tank ain't gonna say something crazy. Wait till Wednesday, WTW, when they do the letter. They didn't leave the topic alone. No, you want to redo the topic? No, Tank is gonna say what a new man.
Why?
Same thing. Look, for those girls in New York that's looking for the new niggas to come out, just tell them to come down south. We got them.
Uh-uh,
we got
girls
that they're looking for.
Even down south, they're going through it, so I don't know.
It's
just around the world, girl, around the world.
We got the best niggas down south, and especially in Fayetteville. Tell them to come down here.
What about when do the new women come out?
Right. When do the new nigga and women? There we go. Boom, right there. I ain't going to lie. It's going hand in hand at this point. I'm seeing, like, so much emotion. I'm seeing so many guys doing, like, I'm just seeing it. And it's like, but sometimes females, like, yeah, I don't know. It's around the world. Because
I want to know if I'm getting into the case. Am I allowed
to scared. I'm scared because, like, my name's not up there. I'm going to turn up. Like, why my name's not on that list? Check again. Please. I did on my.
But I want to know this now. So I know what I can do to fix it and get my name on it.
So what if
you? So what can I do to get my?
Yeah. But then you'll be
so what can I do to
your
get
name
my
is
name.
Not gonna make it. Then what?
Nah, God is a trust God. I believe He'll tell me what to do to get there.
I know I'm going to heaven. Listen, God love me. Okay, He gonna be like, "Come on, my child. You're a little crazy, but come on. All right, Daddy, I'm coming. Do 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 do. Peace."
She talked to her boyfriend. All right, Daddy, I'm coming.
Yeah, that's my dad. Like, he was like, come on, my child. You know, you gonna tell me, like, you know, you gotta watch your mouth. You can't be cursing up there.
Let's go, Tintin.
I'm like, well, can I be my
uncle?
That's for you. I'm like, Dad, you done crossed the line. You know my heart. Come on, Dad. Come on. No,
well, since we could not get Blog Talk to act right yesterday, Nikki said Blog Talk was mad because they had to wait 2 extra days for their payment. She said, did they try to get an early payment?
I think
I
so,
because
they was playing with us on Friday, too, but we ain't going to talk about
bugging. It. Right?
Bugging.
Shout out to Blog Talk. But since we could not get it, we going to go into this big homie bang where I'm from. No.
Hey.
I'm sorry. We're going to go into the Cut of Pete Silver Spoons. And then we're going to come back because he just want to be loved. And we're going to see what sauce
too much, guy.
Oh, we got a lot
this
of it.
Stage. Well, we're going to see. Shonda got too much sauce. Tintin got too much sauce. Cutter Pete got silver spoons. Let go.
Cuddle Boy made this.
No way, Jose.
Nah, I have to tell the truth.
I don't wanna be.
Cutter P. 2-6. KBE. Yeah, and I just wanna be loved. For your type, you always give me hell. A Mona Lisa face, hair same color as wine. Your skin tone color similar to Nina Line. Two souls intertwined, so they were compatible. Just nature taking its course, nothing irrational. We used to move with tools, these callers know it's art. Instead you chose to chisel pieces off your lover's heart. Arise to the naked eyes, never what it seems. Wetness, whispering vision, call it quickest dreams. Try to work a miracle on 34th Street. Guess you didn't like it simple, your rhythm was all beat. Plenty of discrimination, facing many situations. Caught in medieval times, culture very complicated. Was born in the slums, raised out to follow rules. While you was riding silver spoons coming out the womb. Yeah! I know you used to all the finer things like diamond rings, frame of a goddess, bootylicious, and apple bottom jeans. Yes, I'm a trapper, I'm a hustler, conservative, serving fiends. Don't you judge a book by its cover, just look behind the scenes. Topic of discussion, me and you, let's take it there. Chill my sit back and relax, go in and down your head. And while I put it all on the table, I put what in the air. We both taking risks, so the outcome here is evenly fair. Wonder if you could. I'm thinking that we should take a roll of the dice, long as everything's understood. Two different cloths, our image perfect, we looking good. Blending us together, you get the vision of Hollywood. Plenty of discrimination, facing many situations. Caught in medieval times, culture very complicated. Was born in the slums, raised not to follow rules. While you was riding silver spoons coming out the womb. Yeah, and I just wanna be loved.
Hey, it's your girl Tasha Scott, and you're listening to The Stage Radio.
Hey, yo, y'all got too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
On The Stage Radio.
Wickway and Shonda.
Wickway and Shonda.
Hey.
Yep. Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Y'all got
hello.
Some good news.
I do. You know, I got the storm, so I got it. So I'm going to jump right into it, right? So I don't know if everybody has seen this, but Remy Ma is being dragged for her statement. So previously, Remy Ma was on, I think, Joe Budden's show, and they were talking about should women who accuse guys of rape, you know, should they go to jail and of the sort. And Remy Ma had made a statement that, then there was also a statement saying, like, you know, she said she doesn't get how some females who do get raped can be paid to not say anything. And she said, I feel like if somebody can pay you for something such harmful like that, it's a sign of prostitution. I look at prostitution as somebody can pay you for any sexual act, it's prostitution. She's being dragged for it now because people are like, you know, that's disrespectful to rape victims, and you're wrong for saying that. And I understand what she's saying, because it's like, for something like that,
you don't get a pass. You're not going to just, I'm not going to let that go. I'm not going to just let you walk around and think that it's okay that you can do that to anyone. So if, as a female, you can allow somebody to pay you for such a thing, then, you know, that's a sign of prostitution, like, because that is what prostitution is, paying for sex. It is soliciting your body. What y'all think?
I agree. It's just, it's going in and out. Oh, there I go. Sorry, y'all. Keep talking, Tink. What's your thought?
Oh yeah. So I think, like, I don't think she's wrong, and I feel like people are not understanding what she's coming from with it, because, like I said, such a thing like that is a very sensitive topic. And if you can let someone, you know, something like that to happen to you, and you can allow this person who took that, you know, innocent state of mind, took something like that from you, and it can easily pay you and be like, cool. No, it's not cool, and you should not be allowing anybody to pay you to be like, I raped you, but I'm going to pay you a hush hush. No. Sorry. I don't think, you know, what you think?
I agree. I'm not sure to say what I'm still trying to work these boards and balance it out.
Okay. So what we're saying is that someone is raped, but then the person they accuse, they accept money for them to hush up. Right. Like, because that was the type of, like, they were saying, like, you know, a lot of times with these guys, they're being falsely accused of raping someone, and they're doing this time, and then when they find innocent, it's just okay. And then when females are actually being raped, there are guys out there who are paying them to be like, you know, don't say nothing, and I'm going to pay you this $2,000 or this $3,000, and females are accepting it. And it's like, you should never allow somebody to be able to pay you for such a crime like that. Hell no. You're going to do time. You might die if my family finds you before the cops do.
Right, so that's like, if you were raped and you're going to prosecute this guy to the fullest, and then that's what it is. And if you do the criminal part, and then you go and do the civil part where you get money from, okay. But if you're getting raped and then you start, look, and this dude is just offering you hush money to shut up, then, like, I, at this point in time, like, what do you do? Listen. It's just no way about it. If you were raped by someone, there should be no amount of money that they can pass to you before you go to court to shut you up, or before you go to the police to shut you up. That's how I feel about that. So if you take money before you go to the police, then there you go. That was what you consider his punishment to you. You settled in that.
Right. And it sucks that it happens a lot, and it's like, you know, it's happening, and it's like nothing being done about it. But I don't think Remy Ma is wrong. I think I need to get off her back, because she's just saying how she feels. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You don't like it, NBC voice, go for yourself.
Okay. Right. It's just so hard to say. When they do stuff like that, it's hard to say who's telling the truth. Bitch, like, did you really get raped?
Right.
Come on now.
That, and that's when that question comes in. And it's sad. But hand on there. Oh, I got some good news. Erica and Safari, guys. So they are about to tie the knot. But on top of that, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Erica Mena is pregnant. And she's actually, I think she's about to give birth very soon. They just found out the gender. She hasn't revealed it yet. But her and Safari are getting married, and they have a baby on the way. So shout out to them. They're going to have a coconut baby. Oh, that's so cute. I like them. They're cute.
That is cute. I like them too.
And she looks very at peace. You know, like, I could say this relationship, you know, she dated a few, but she looks at peace. Like, they're happy and they love.
And I think they're going to do a VH1 special for both.
Of course.
Like how they did with Job. Yeah, you know, Mona got to get her money where it fit in. You know, Mona. I'm here for it. So shout out to Safari Erica.
All right. Well, speaking of babies, I don't know if we talked about this yesterday because I know there's issues going on with the blog talk, but Kushore old ass, 53 years old, has a baby for the first, like, one child. Like, this is his baby. He had her back in December. Like, all these years, he's been out here drilling and chipping and all that stuff. He just became a father at 53 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, so when asked about it, he was like, plain and simple, I was too busy enjoying life being a daddy instead of, you know, it wasn't time for me to be a dad. So, hey, shout out to Short, gorgeous little girl, looked like him when he was back in the day, gorgeous little girl. So, shout out to Short, his old ass. Hopefully he'd be around when she walked across that stage. And congratulations.
Damn, Shonda, he's not that old.
53
is too old to have
men
kids.
Men don't mature until they're 40 years old, though. That's just, and I think that is fact. Statistically, men don't mature as far as, like, life ready to slow down anyway until they're, like, 40 years old. So I guess he's right on time.
But I respect that, though, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready, and I mean, why bring a child into the world you're not ready?
I would have thought that nigga had about 50 years, though.
I agree with all that you're saying. If you're not ready, don't have kids. However, at 53, when your kid is ready for you to attend games and all of that,
right?
God willing, you won't be bedridden. But you might be like 75 years old trying to chase around this little 15. Come on, like,
and
your baby only 12. And you 75.
Yeah, he's looking exhausted and wore out right now. Cute little baby, though, but he ain't got the energy for this shit.
That baby look old? Because they say old men make old-looking babies.
I think the wife, the girlfriend
not the
is kind of young. Yeah, the girlfriend is kind of young.
That old man's sperm make old-looking babies.
Right, so this baby's coming out old as hell. You right.
Yeah. I was just curious. That's why y'all gotta be careful with them sugar daddy and them sugar babies. No milk daddy.
You're gonna get an old ass child for one
sugar daddy. Not sugar. Y'all don't know. That's about me.
Just a sugar baby.
Look,
just like small sugar daddy.
Oh, that's how they call sugar baby. Little milk dud looking thing. Come here, you little raisinette. Oh, man, now that's funny. Well, shout out to Tushel for welcome to daddyhood.
Right.
A lot of babies were made off your songs. It's about time. Bless it.
Mm-hmm. So I do want to, on a not so light note, bring up another father right now, and that is Beyonce's dad. He is right now telling the world that he has breast cancer, and 1% of men do have, you know, what you call it, have been.
Do they cut their titty off?
Breast cancer.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's possible. They do get mastectomies. They really do.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not talking about like how far he is or what stage it is or whatever, but just statistically, he's in the age range where most men are diagnosed with breast cancer between the ages of 60 and 70, and he's 67 right now. So,
Yo, but how they cut it? How they cut your boob off?
I think the same way.
He's going to look natural.
Yeah, they just take all that tissue out and stuff and get rid of it.
You gonna look natural though. As a man, you look natural. You don't look like you got one kitty. You just look natural.
It's like he really got no nipples. So then it's like, wow, what happened to your nipples? So it's like, I don't know.
Did they cut your nipples?
Like, I can't
listen. Yeah, we have to Google it.
He's not speaking too much on it, but he will be on the morning show tomorrow, and he'll be going in further detail about it. So I'm definitely going to tune in and try to get more information.
What morning show?
Good Morning America.
Oh,
GMA.
Okay.
GMA.
Good Morning America.
I'm curious too because I want to know what they're going to do to him.
Yeah.
For real. I want to know.
Right.
I want to know.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, and so, man,
I gotta know.
Because it's like late in life where most men who do get breast cancer catch it, they actually have a higher mortality rate than women who have, you know, breast cancer. So, you know, let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And everybody,
he just found out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, I was going to say, well, if he's been new, then I think, I don't know, it's like, why you want to say something now? Yeah.
Men don't go get no mammograms.
You know what?
But
A lot of men don't, but some men do. So I guess he was one of the ones that do. You know what I'm saying? When you got money, that's something that you think about your health a little bit more because you want to be around to spend that shit.
Yeah. Okay,
so
fine, but
I've never had a man talk about, bro. I gotta go get me a mammogram.
Well, there you go. Now start the conversation, BC. Now you can start that conversation with your homies now because y'all men.
Right.
Y'all
like
y'all
gotta go
get
everything else.
Right.
We gotta go get a mammogram.
I think y'all get ultrasounds. Like, you don't have a lot of breast tissue, you get ultrasounds. Like, I have to go get ultrasounds. I can't get mammograms. I ain't got enough tissue there.
Because how you put your titty in the clamp and stuff?
I think that what they do is, like, they do, like, doctors do a filling for just, like, physically. And if they feel like something's wrong, that's when they do, like, the little x-rays and all the extra stuff. But I could have felt something was wrong and ran tests, and then I thought it happened.
Y'all got a homegirl in New York, upstate. Shout out to Monticello. She said she liked going to get mammograms and pap smears and stuff. She said that's, you know.
She said, turn her on. Pap smears. Guys don't understand what we us females go through with them pap smears, okay?
I don't understand why females don't, why it's so uncomfortable. It's not uncomfortable to me. I have no issue with a pap smear.
What's the more saying? Simone said 10 inches of iron.
it's definitely
that's good.
It's different, okay? And they have like a long ass Q tip that goes in. Listen, no, that's it.
Yo, so it don't bother y'all, it don't bother you, Shonda? Like, it's cool?
It's okay. It's quite all right. Like, a lot of people have an issue with the speculum, but if you relax, like, you have to be relaxed. Like, if it's on your mind and you're tensing up, so you just have to relax.
Yeah. I think it's weird because it's not, okay, so I say this, like, people are like, oh, it's the same thing as having sex. It's not, because it's like, you're literally, like, it's just, like, you feel it just, oh, it's just a lot. I can't explain it the right way, because guys will be like, what are y'all talking about? Like, what?
And vagina and clamps in your vagina, Q-tips, like, it's...
It's a lot, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's just scary.
Us women go through a hell of a lot to be a woman, okay? We go through a lot. For some clamps?
Yo, I've heard the clamps opening up.
Yeah, it does. It's like they insert it, and so the vagina is closed, and it, like, the clamp literally, like, forces it to open to its fullest potential so they can swab, and it's just, like, it's an uncomfortable feeling.
So,
and like Shonda said, if you tense up, it's
worse. So after that, do you, like, need bigger meat for satisfaction?
No, it closes. Well, if you
stretch
your
wall?
If you have a good vagina, it closes back. If you don't got the good vagina, it's just loosey-goosey. Period.
That's right.
Well, shout out to the good vagina. So that's scary.
But let me tell y'all, right? Let me tell y'all how scandalous fucking Nicole Murphy is. Remember how I told y'all previously that, you know, Nicole Murphy had this picture out of her smooching up with one of her friend's men. Now,
it is being dropped that she staged the photos to be exposed. She staged the whole thing. Like she had paparazzi there, and she planned 4 months in advance and paid them to do it. And she also had told them before the photos went public that the photos were they were sent to his family. So his 15 year old and his 17-year-old were devastated and embarrassed, and that she is in fact, you know, friends with the family, and she was even at the younger kid's birthday party. First of all, Nicole Murphy, you wrong for that. Like, you really staged that whole thing to kiss your friend's man. And, like, paparazzi, like, you already Nicole Murphy. Like, we know who you are. Like, why do you have to, what? People get money and don't know what to do with it.
Do y'all think that's true? I heard something about it, but I don't know. Nicole Murphy,
I hope she didn't do that.
She got her own little braid. She's the baby mom of Eddie Murphy.
Right.
She's pretty as shit. Do you think she needs more attention?
I talked to her. No, I did not talk to her.
What sort of, you know, the girl?
I watched her and Wendy Williams on her talk show. And from what I take it, Nicole Murphy is a very genuine person. She don't seem to me, from what I got from her, that didn't happen. Like, that, she didn't stage none of that shit. And she
you don't
was
think
very,
so,
like,
right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I just don't. She doesn't have to do something like that.
Yeah, it's like, why? You
Yeah.
You can get on any platform and turn up. Anybody
right.
gonna let you, because of your beauty, because of who your baby daddy is, because of who you are. I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all we do is put it out there. What we get. Shit, too much sauce. Shawna and Quay and shit.
So, well, I got some more stuff for y'all. Look, y'all know the Super Bowl coming up. It's a little bit of drama speculations. Uncle Luke is demanding Jay-Z to fix the Super Bowl last halftime performance. So everybody right now is blaming Jay-Z this time for the points that he's making. So Uncle Luke
Jay-Z
is
Duke
not.
Ass nigga?
Yes, Uncle Luke is not happy about what's coming for the halftime performance, because if you guys have not noticed, that the halftime performance will include Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, and apparently it's going to be in the city of Miami. So he's upset about that.
He gets
upset. He upset about that.
You don't
want to
see Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
What he's
turn
saying
up
is
at
being
the Super Bowl?
Fact, I think what he's saying is the fact that it's going to be in Miami. You know, you could have put some of Miami's artists. Was his halftime show. So he like, you know, you could have put Pitbull, Flo Rida.
At a Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl, because in Miami. He said the NFL is going about
Rida?
This shit. Yeah, this is what he's had to say. He said the NFL is going about this shit half-ass backwards. Neither Lopez nor Shakira is from Miami. J-Lo is from New York and lives in the Big Apple, where her husband, former baseball player Alex Rodriguez, who grew up in Miami. Although he's quick to tell people he reps New York, Shakira may live in Miami, but like other celebrities who have a home here, she's looking for a tax break. Lopez and Shakira don't get involved in social issues that concern the community. They don't volunteer to help the needy, to help me, that's shelter. So you could even have people like, you know, DJ Khaled, anyone for this halftime show, but she picked Jennifer Lopez and Shakira to perform for the halftime show.
Why not? My thing is, why not? Why not? Yo, no one likes the bold and the beautiful and the guiding light and General Hospital, but this shit is on TV every day. Every day. You don't have to watch it. Why not? People put too much emphasis on shit. They look for some drama. Oh, because we in Miami. So, if the Super win the Super Bowl, because it will go to Charlotte, we got to have Charlotte artists on it. So if they got Hov from New York,
oh, they doing wrong. This is the dumbest shit ever, man.
I think, I mean, honestly, I wasn't impressed with last year's halftime show. I wasn't. This year's, I wasn't impressed with it. I mean, I love Moonfall, but I just wasn't, it didn't capture me the way I wanted it to. So, I mean, J-Lo is a hell of a performer, so is Shakira, and they're both really, they give a show. So, who knows? Like, they don't know. Like, they don't know. J-Lo is like that. She might just freaking have freaking Pitbull. She's going to have Pitbull. I know that for a fact. I have that gut feeling. Yeah. That she's gonna have Pitbull in her set. You never know. They might bring out Miami hitters. Like you give her a chance. Like the same thing when they did a Smokey Robinson tribute. They were really pissed because, the Motown tribute because she was performing. Like get y'all listen because she's Spanish. Like listen.
Yeah, we are in week four of the NFL. Week four.
Right.
Give it a chance to grow. Give it a chance to grow. This is just week four. We got 16 weeks plus to go. Give it a chance. That's the stupidest shit, man. I don't know.
I know they
Uncle
don't
Luke,
a hell of a performance.
Kill yourself.
I know she is. He's just got to relax his buttons. He probably mad because he can't. Don't stop. Pop that on his halftime stage. He be aight. He be aight.
He got girls who wear Daisy Dukes.
Still.
Coming to his city. Idiot. He could have been up there. Now they like, damn, you diss me. I don't even want you on my stage. He's an idiot. Yo, people kill themselves trying to kill somebody else.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, you dummy, you done turned the gun the wrong way.
It's like everybody just want to be down Jay-Z back because he's making, like, listen, this is what happens when you're a boss.
Jay-Z
everybody
is not
like
the
you.
Commissioner.
Right.
Jay-Z, he's not the commissioner. He can't make these moves. He can't make all these. And they got, oh, Jay-Z, do this. Jay-Z, get Kaepernick a job. Jay-Z, get Jennifer Lopez out of here. A-Rod, Jay-Z, man, listen, shout out to Jay-Z. That man can't do he, just the influence he has right now over the NFL. We as black people should be glad because we have never had no influence over the NFL. We like it. I love football. But we never had no influence over it. Now we got to say so. It may not be much say so, but a say so. Did
right.
he try to get the show? Did he try to get the Panthers? It didn't work. They not just letting us in.
So we got to infiltrate it somehow.
Right. But we just can't. Jay-Z, why you not? Yo. They had a show on, I want to say, the Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
where they was mad at Jay-Z for not getting Kaepernick a job. You want him to be the water boy? We can get him back in as the water boy. Kaepernick, shout out to the pointed artist. He did his thing, but he was not that dope. He was not a Russell. He was not. He was not a Russell. Russell Wilson, all right, let's get him back in, Randy. He was not. I don't know. I'm a little sensitive about this football shit. So
I know.
Let's go into something else. Because I love football.
Well, allegedly, it's been said that Dame Dash is in the works of making a Paid in Full Part 2. Now. That is my fucking movie, okay? I love Paid in Full.
That's stupid. The story was
like,
told.
Right, the story was told. Like, what can you do now? He's want to go with more of the outpost story and the
You can't. The story was told. It was told wrong.
But it was told.
So he's trying to make a part two, and supposedly Nas is supposed to be auditioning to play Alpo. And it's like,
shout out to all of them Alpo, Whip Wop,
sometimes,
Morella.
You know, people just be bored.
Shout out to all them gangsters, man, but leave them men alone.
Some stories is not meant to be told, or sometimes they're not meant to be revamped. Like, leave it as it is. State of Flow was a good ass movie. Leave it.
Rip Rich Porter, man. Rip Darnell Porter. I love you, Darnell. But the story was told, man.
Yeah. So it's like to make a part two. Is like,
alone.
You know, sometimes when they make part two, the thing that never is just horrible. Like, I like, don't get me wrong, like Belly. I love Belly. But then when they made part two, I was just like, nah, just should have left it with a part one.
I think Belly part two could have been the shit if it was named something else, like Stomach or something. I don't know.
He said Stomach. Speaking of.
I don't know. Because it was called Belly, it made it whack.
Right. Hey, look, speaking of Belly, we all know, rest in peace to Lou Rankin, who passed away in Canada. In a car wreck where he was, hit by a trailer truck.
Yeah.
And he actually died upon impact. So he didn't make it to the hospital. He actually died on the scene. So, you know, shout out to him. Rest in peace. And, you know, condolences to his family.
Yo, it's crazy because we had the Queens of Culture. And shout out to Cutter P and Finesse the Plug. We sitting there, and Big Homie Bands. We sitting there talking about this man. Like saluting this man and to play
right.
His music on the way out. And then my sister in law sent the ad to Nikki. Nikki forwarded to me immediately, like, yo, they killed Lennox. Like, that's crazy, man. Shout out to Louis Rankin, the typewriter man himself.
Right. Original Don Dada.
The original Jamaican Don Dada.
Don Dada.
Like, the roughest, toughest. Running to my Calvin.
But for those who are into TV and watch BET, Tyler Perry, y'all, he's not giving y'all one, but he's giving y'all two shows. It's called The Oval and Sisters. So Sisters is going to be kind of like Girlfriends, but it will not be starring your Joan and your Tony and your Maya and your Lynn, but it's going to be kind of similar to that. And The Oval is going to be showing you more of the drama behind the White House. So it's about, I guess, the president and his wife, but the deep, dark secrets of behind closed doors. So they from the preview, they was getting it. Like, they was slapping each other around and shit. So, oh my. Wow. Shout out Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
he said he want to give y'all white hell trauma.
Yeah, would y'all want to see, like, Donald Trump behind the scenes? I would, yo.
I would, too. I think
I
he gets slapped around, low key.
No, I don't think he gets slapped around. That's not what I think. I think he does some slapping around. But I don't think he himself gets slapped around. What y'all think about him being impeached? Or them trying to impeach him?
They taking too long. Just do it already. But, you know, they're going to find a loophole in it somewhere. They're not going to, though.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Not in time for the election, so I just say we go out there and vote strong as hell. That's all the best we can do. Because
so
those people who did not
vote, please.
Y'all already know Shauna's voting Donald Trump.
Get y'all voting, vote, guys.
Shauna voted for Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, you at least got one vote.
But the sad part about it is that's the problem. A lot of people was like, when they seen who was running, they was like, fuck it, I don't need to vote. Yeah, I need to vote. Yeah,
right.
I need to vote. Yeah, votes matter. Down
yeah,
south,
yeah.
Trump has your vote.
Go ahead, Shauna.
Yeah, I need to vote.
And, you know, just to get away from Donald Trump real quick, because I just want y'all to know that today is going to go, is a date that's going to go down into Black history, into American history, into civil rights history, to October 1st, 2019. Amber Geiger, who was the off-duty police officer who shot Botham Jean in his own apartment and killed himself, and killed him, I'm sorry, he didn't kill himself, she killed him when she shot him, was convicted of murder and found guilty of murder. So, with that being said, a jury of her peers said that bitch was guilty. And she has been charged, I mean, she has been found guilty of murder. And right now we're waiting for her to be sentenced, and that could happen within now, between the next 2 weeks of her to be sentenced. And she could be sentenced anywhere from 5 years to 99 years. So the justice will come in the sentencing to me. Like, today was a very big milestone, you know what I'm saying, for that to happen, because police officers have been killing us left and right and been getting away with the bullshit. Today, the jury said, not today. Not today, ma'am. You
do,
did the shit.
Do y'all think...
Blast it.
Do y'all think she should have been convicted?
Definitely.
Long time ago.
Definitely. There's no way in the world. Just like the prosecutor said, there's no way in the world that she did not know that was not her apartment.
Yo, unless Buddy got the same couch, the same groove in the carpet, the same throw pillows. She was on drugs, though. She done took some shit, and she ain't know where she was. She was on drugs. I can't understand nothing else. Yo, I've been drunk, but I know where I live.
Right.
Right.
She tried to lie and say that he came towards her when evidence proved that he was sitting down eating a bowl of vanilla ice cream, and he stood up because somebody walked in his house.
Even if he came towards her, if you come to my house, I'm coming towards you. You are my shit. So even if he came towards her, you don't have the right to bust me in my house.
Right. Say what they're like. If the door was open, why did you not just step back and call for backup like you would normally do of a breaking injury? Instead, you continue to go inside this man's house.
Cause she was wasted. She was on something. She was probably on drugs. She was on drugs. I'm telling you, she was on them drugs. That girl was on something. Shonda, you know how your house look.
Right.
You've been in your house drunk. From leaving an event, I'm sure, at least one time.
Right.
Your house look different?
Coming up the step, but I know it's my house. I might have missed a step, stepping up there, bitch, but I know it's my house.
But you know it's your house.
Right.
Yo, it's more to that story than she wanted, and that man could never tell. There's more. She was smashing him. She was smashing Buddy. She thought Buddy had a chick in there. And bust him something. It was something. I can't imagine you just thinking that's your house. You tell me something else. That's
right.
Shit corny, man. That's corny, 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 corny.
But justice will be served.
Shout out to justice. Yo, but will justice be served if she get 5 years or 99 years?
That is true. First of all, the minimum is too low for me, but I'm just saying. You know what I've been seeing a lot on social media? I've been seeing a lot of people speaking up, like the people in the courts, they're speaking up and everything. I've seen one video, I think they were honoring a cop, and one of the people who was honored was a judge, and he had to give him an award, and he was telling the cop, like, I don't think you deserve this award, because he said, you don't remember me, but I remember you. You arrested me for no reason. And the way you handled me was so disrespectful. He's like, you don't deserve this one. You don't deserve to be a cop. And everybody was so shocked at him for saying such a thing. But it's like, listen, it's time we start speaking up. It don't matter what power you in. Speak up. And you deserve it. Black power.
You think the whistleblower was a black man?
Yeah.
he think he was black. Donald Trump said he should at least get to see his accuser. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a lot of crazy shit going on. R. Kelly mad because he can't see both his girls at the same time.
I swear.
Then you can't have a menage a trois in the fucking.
Like, come on, bro. R. Kelly is crazy.
I'm mad. I can't see both my girlfriends at the same time. Man, you lucky you can see them.
They shouldn't want you around no females until you get vindicated or whatever you're going to do. Now, you trying to pee on them in the VR room.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think he should be granted bond, though. I don't think no man should be in jail. I think he should be granted bond.
I think so, too. I really do. And I'm just waiting on these other people that supposedly knew what the fuck he was doing have their day in court, too. Like, they all should be arrested as well. They all should have some kind of consequences, being if that's the case.
Facts. Because you see, back when the girl was 16 and he peed on her, he had all these people with him, and they got, he made songs, Jigga, Kelly, Not Guilty. He making songs and shit. But then when it started coming back up, all his team quitting and leaving, and because they knew, it's over for you now, bro. But they knew how you kept working for this man. They knew.
It's all fun and games, so somebody got to get in
there. That one girl said a man put a pistol on her. He tied her up. Like, you sadistic, bro.
You're weird.
And y'all still
listen
to his music?
Only because when you go to the family reunion, they like step in the name of love. It's like seem like the black people's anthem all of a sudden. When you hear that, everybody want to get up and step in the name of love and shit. I guess. Mm-hmm.
Shonda, can you still listen to his music?
I sure do.
Yes, Stephen Sean is stepping in the neighbor.
I can't listen to him, but y'all been listening to him when y'all knew he was doing this before. Now that the whole Here to Tell My
right.
Story come out, now
right.
that he have
y'all
a thing. Like, y'all know y'all.
When he peed on when he peed on the 16-year-old girl, y'all still was able to listen to his music. But when he handcuffed the 18-year-old girl,
that's what's the problem.
The
age made a difference.
Right. Shawty,
and then on top
music.
Of that, everybody wants to see the video.
Right. Why you want to watch that?
Nancy Messi.
Shawty, give your social media.
Social media, everybody. Instagram is Shonda, SHAWNDA 1980, Shonda 1980. On Facebook, it is LaShonda Getty Promo. Check me out, you guys.
Ting, give your social media.
Okay, guys. So, currently, right now, my Instagram name is It's a Tink Tink Thing. I am changing it to That's So Tink. But it's a Tink Tink Thing for right now. And on Facebook, it is Tink Tink Bad Teeth. Okay?
Shout out to the Stage Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Kill Yourself. We'll be back, hopefully, with the WTW and they letter. Shout out to all the women at WTW. Shout out to the Source. They're going to have a little more Source for y'all tomorrow. Shout out to Shonda for even calling in tonight.
And shout out to Ella who came out Saturday. It was very beautiful. Thank y'all again for coming out.
Shonda,
it was very nice.
Shonda, I know Shonda calling Wednesday and Thursday. Shonda be doing some other shit. I don't know what she
got going on Mondays and Tuesdays. Y'all gotta
She's
watch
She's a big
her.
Dundada.
This is
I love you guys.
Shout out to Shonda Tank. My boo baby, love y'all. China Bond, thank you for trying to call in. Meesh. It's the stage. Let go. See y'all tomorrow. WTW.
You know you make me wanna.